Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Shil Kothari come into the program, and he's the president of Gateway Health Alliance. It's an ingredient company for, you know, different medications or supplements and so forth. And he works a lot with the healthcare and weight loss industry. And that's who he supplies most of the ingredients for. And he's really an interesting character. He was an athlete in college and was really into fitness and that whole arena, and then, you know, got into that industry and then started his own company. But the reason I'm talking to him is because, as some of you might know, I am advertising this product called Tetragen. And, you know, people, how can you possibly give a guarantee on a weight loss product? It doesn't make sense. And in fact, they only have a 2% return rate. And I'm like, how can you possibly do this? Because nobody, I mean, the majority of the people in our country have issues with losing weight. We just had an obesity report out, and we have two states that are at about 40%, and there isn't any state now below 25%. It's just soaring. And I mean, we have serious issues, and the amount of healthcare problems that you have if you're overweight is so much more. It's astronomically more if you're overweight versus not. You're much healthier. We all know this, right? But one of the bombshell things that I realized is that there's this hormone called leptin, and it, with the problems and the inflammation and the issues that we have with our environment and our food and the processed food and things that are in our food, this hormone called leptin is not able to cross the blood-brain barrier, and that's what tells us we're not hungry anymore. So we're not getting the signal in our brain to stop eating. And so not only do we have that issue, we have other hormonal issues. We're addicted to sugar. Sugar is more addictive than cocaine. This junk food crap that we eat all the time is so addictive. And so their product targets exactly the issues. And so what I brought them on, I'm like, I don't want to just have an infomercial, because that's, everybody knows I don't. If it's not useful for you, then I will not bring it on. In fact, people are always, I mean, literally, I get asked all the time to have people on my show, and I turn people down left and right. And I'm like, unless you have something that you can bring to the table that my listeners want to hear that's meaningful, I don't want you to just sell a product. That's not the point of my show. And so that was important with this as well, that I said, okay, I do want to bring on your scientists, because I want to address some of these things, because it doesn't make sense. And why are we having these issues? Why is there this great obesity report that's out? So instead of bringing on a representative for a company, we went directly to the scientists who actually are doing the ingredients and understand what's going on from that front. And I have, he's not, other than supplying ingredients, he's not with Tetragen. And so I'm having him on to explain what these issues are and how this all works. And then for my Patreons, he stays after and does a little bit more on how they came up with the ingredients specifically for Tetragen. So if you're interested in learning more about why Tetragen and how they decided the exact ingredients to give you the max performance on weight loss, that's for my Patreons, or it's on my Patreon. I'll have it publicly available, but it's on my Patreon. And you can go there and see that. But this will be more about just general science on how this stuff works, and very, very interesting. So before I get into this, I want to talk about a referral program. If you're interested in Tetragen and you're already taking it, he is doing a referral program. So for every person that you refer, you'll get 10% off the product. I know it's expensive, so every, you know, 10% is a good saving. So hopefully that helps. So let's get into my interview now with Shil Kothari. Hi, Shil. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm really excited to talk to you. We had a conversation before the interview, and I learned some things that I'm really excited to be able to share with listeners. You know, we have been selling this product called Tetragen, which, you know, how can you sell a weight loss product that has a guarantee? I mean, how can you do that? Well, you shared some things with me that made me understand, you know, that they just had the obesity report out where it's, this weekend, you know, it's skyrocketing everywhere. And we talked about that last week before the report came out, and how obesity is just out of control. But you have, from a science perspective, have identified some things that are really causing people to get fat or overweight. Can you talk about some of these items and maybe start with the messages to our brain as far as being hungry?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you're absolutely right. Our society in general is getting larger, and especially the Western society, and the Eastern society and the European societies are surely catching up. And diet in general, or obesity, from what we've seen through our research and through others, is very multifaceted. It's not only what you eat, but it's how your brain reacts and how your brain processes what you're eating, and some of the shutoff mechanisms that tell us when it's time to stop and when it's time to eat. There's a lot of hormonal imbalances that happen. There's triggers that happen from when we put food right in our mouth until it, and when it hits our stomach. There's hormones like leptin that are released that are supposed to tell your brain that it's time to stop eating. And often that mechanism is somewhat broken, or that feedback loop telling us the brain is not working. And that's due to inflammatory factors that we have in our bodies, such as C-reactive protein, which block hormones like leptin that are released in your stomach to tell your brain to stop eating from actually crossing the blood-brain barrier. That research has been done over 10 years ago with Dr. Zhao at the University of Pittsburgh. But it's amazing how our society, when we get into inflammatory issues and inflammation, how it tends to affect everything in our lives, including our diet and our obesity that we tend to see as well. Things like stress increase inflammation, what we eat increases inflammation, the amount of sugar that you put in your body increases inflammation, and carbohydrates.
How about just the things in the air, the pollution in the air and the processed food? Is that increasing the inflammation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As we, the pollution is getting worse and worse as we live in the major cities, and those are going to set off free radicals to set off in your body and create inflammation in general. Also the foods, like you said, the processed foods that we eat, the amount of, in the 80s, we went away from fat free, that was the fat free era in the 80s. And as we did that, we replaced all of that with sugar. Cause you got to, fat carries flavor. And if you take the flavor out of something, you got to replace it with something else. And our society said, well, okay, well, great. Our scientists then from these major packaged food companies came around and said, well, we're going to take out the fat and call it fat free because the government will let us. And we're going to call this thing now, but we're going to replace it with sugars. So we got fat free cereals, but so Captain Crunch was fat free, but yet it had a ton of sugar in it. Cookies, Snackwell brands, for instance, they were huge in the 80s, and they took out all the fat out of the product, or went half fat. And from there, they ended up adding sugar to make the thing to make the products taste better.
Well,
so
now
sugar
we're
in general.
Yeah, sorry, sugar. Sugar in general causes inflammation, right? And it's very
Absolutely.
Addictive.
Excess sugar in your body. Yep. Yeah, now, it can't get absorbed. It can't get processed.
Okay.
So we turn it into glycogen, and we end up storing it as fat, because your body only needs so much energy to actually work. And I mean, obviously, if you're a marathon runner, or if you're someone who's exercising like Michael Phelps and swimming, laps a day, your body's going to require a lot more energy. But for the majority of us, we don't need that much energy. And sugar is the best form of energy for us to use, or the quickest form of energy for us to use in order to get the energy that we need. If we consume sugar directly, what happens is your body says, great, we love this stuff, but we don't need that energy right now because we're just sitting at our desk, so we're not going to use it. But we're going to store it and put it away for later. And that form of sugar, as it gets stored as fat. So as a society, we end up storing fat.
So we have all sorts of reason that's causing inflammation. Inflammation is keeping leptin from going through the blood-brain barrier that tells us that we need to stop eating because we're not hungry anymore. So we
Correct.
keep getting this message that we're hungry, right?
Yep, absolutely. So then we continue to eat more, right? And then we go on these, then we go on diets. And the first thing that happens when you go on a diet is you cut out the amount of food that you're eating before. Well, that's a shock to the body, and your body sends signals to your brain saying, "Well, I'm no longer happy." And hormones like serotonin start to drop. And as hormones like serotonin tend to drop, we go into what's often known as the diet doldrums, or we start feeling down on ourselves and we get tired and lethargic. And as that continues to happen, we end up seeing, we the natural response is, well, how do I feel better? Well, I should eat something, instead of doing the other way to increase those endorphins is to exercise. We the quick fix is, let's just put something in my mouth and I'll take a fat-free product because I'll reduce the number of calories I think I'm taking in. But what you're actually taking in is sugar, and sugar triggers the brain to make you feel good, but at the same time it's going to get stored as fat. So it's this vicious cycle that we keep going through.
And so the material, because you're a your company creates ingredients for companies like Tetragen and others, right? And what made Tetragen so amazing is it was the first in the world to start working at these dealing with the leptin and the brain barrier and some of these other hormone balancing issues all in one product. That's why they're able to guarantee it. But what else have you seen? I mean, is it just about balancing your hormones? I mean, there's all sorts of things that you can do. I mean, that it's working on. And can you help explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of different ways you can, of course, balancing the hormones is going to be very important, because as you start getting those into balance, you're going to start feeling better. Your body's going to start utilizing the fat stores that you have for burning for fuel. But there's all sorts of we want to control the free radicals in our body. So we want to make sure that, a part of any product, you've got something that's going to help with reducing the free radical damage that are pollution, stress, that's all around us, that create things that create free radicals. And one of the ingredients that we have in there is called diglomer or dichrostachys. And diglomer does exactly that. It protects us against these types of free radicals in 10 different modalities. So just by doing that, we're hoping to we're able to lower the internal stress that we have within our bodies. And then we have ingredients like cysis that help block the amount of fat that's being absorbed in our body when we consume meals. If we can control just 10 or 15 or 20% of the amount of fat that we're consuming in our meals, and that's going to help reduce those number of total calories that we're taking in. We have to keep in mind that your body is still a machine, so it's calories in, calories out. That process has never changed. It's how your body utilizes those calories, and obviously the less calories you can consume, the more successful you're going to be. So how do you continue to consume fewer calories for longer periods of time? And when we talk about fewer calories, first of all, we're not talking about a 500 calorie diet, or we're still talking about a healthy diet of the 2,000 calories to 1,500 calories a day, if depending upon your size, and your activity levels. I mean, if you're a CrossFitter and if you're working out lots, then obviously your body's going to require a little more energy during those times that you're working out, and just depends upon your type of workout and the amount of muscle you continue to put on, because as you put on more muscle, you'll continue to burn more energy as time goes on.
I noticed that it was helping to cut fat. Like I was noticing weight loss right away. It wasn't really quick, but then after about 3 months, because he says after 60 days you'll start to notice it. But it took me about 3 months, and then I started noticing I wasn't hungry like I used to be. for me, that took longer. And he said, you know, Mike, the person that I work with, he says that for some people, it takes longer for certain things to kick in, and other ones, you know, if you're just gonna not take this seriously and just eat all the time and not, then maybe it might not even work for you. But if you're taking it seriously and you're trying to be healthy, these things will kick in. But for me, it took 3 months before I was like, wow, I'm not hungry. You know, I'm just not hungry. Why is there a variation of how long? Like I noticed the losing the weight, which is probably the fat not being absorbed. I noticed that right away. But you know, after about, you know, taking it for about 6 weeks, I started noticing it. But it took about 3 months before I wasn't hungry anymore. Why the different lengths of time?
It's going to depend upon someone's metabolism and then how fast someone's metabolism is actually working. Is your metabolism already depressed from the lack of activity you already have going on? A lot of people have, including myself, we have desk jobs. We sit behind the desk, so we consider ourselves the evening or the weekend warriors, where we get out and try to get to the gym and try to exercise and do the things that we need to do in order to maintain our health. But yeah, a lot of it's going to be based upon where your metabolic baseline starts. And there's all kinds of tests people can do and metabolic chambers. We do it with animals all the time. We put them in a metabolic chamber. We measure what their resting metabolic rate is. And that's really the most accurate way of doing it, how much energy you're putting in and how much energy you're putting out. But as humans, we can't put ourselves in a chamber and measure that. It's not effective right now. So everyone has to find their balance, and they have to try to stick with it, and find a way to sometimes even jumpstart your metabolism. We add things like LipoFuel in the product as well. And what LipoFuel does is it helps jumpstart that metabolism by creating some instant energy within our body by using things like thermogenesis, using our own body fat to create energy within our body through a heat process. And that's been done through, if you look at the Indian cultures back in India, they eat spicy food in general, and especially in the south part of India, where the food is very, very spicy, and capsaicin. The molecule in chili that makes things hot is what is creating that type of heat. And that just that little amount of internal heat within your body has the ability to jumpstart your system a little bit, to give you the edge that you need. So there's different things within the product that we hope are for everybody, and helps everybody. Maybe not see a benefit right away, but if they stick with it for a little bit, they'll start seeing some small differences, and those small differences will add up to some bigger. The end sum will be a larger weight loss product that you can maintain through a lifestyle.
Yeah, because if you're healthy, I mean, you can't just go and be unhealthy and eat Twinkie all days and expect this to work. But it helps you be healthier, because I'm not craving some of the things that I craved before. I have a little more energy. I'm not as hungry, so I don't have the need to binge. So it was. I'm just really surprised at all these things. And ideally, I'd like to get to the source of some of these problems. But you know, we're bombarded with just crap everywhere, whether it's the waves, the Wi-Fi, the all sorts of things that are causing problems for us. I'm not sure if we're able to get rid of those underlying issues. I mean, because obviously we don't want to be taking pills all the time, right? But how do
Of
we get
course.
rid of these underlying issues? I mean, I don't, I, it's, I mean, we have to do one or the other, right? Because I don't want to take pills all the time either, but I'd rather take this and be healthy. Because I don't know how to get rid of all these underlying issues. I do C60, which is a super, you've probably heard of that, which is like a super antioxidant, which is great. So it works synergistically with this. But I don't know how you can totally get rid of these problems, because we're just bombarded with it. So this is a
We are.
great
We are.
solution for health. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our society, again, we can't live in a bubble. We're living in the society that we live in. So we continue to make, hopefully give us some tools or some protection against some of the maladies that we see within society, so, or within our environment.
And you do other things too. I mean, like I do intermittent fasting. You're a college athlete, right? I mean, you were played hockey in college, and we have some
Yes.
similarities in our background.
Yep.
We talked about before you went in, you know, talked about this stuff. But you, I mean, so you understand the importance of exercise. You probably have one heck of a time being somebody who exercised all the time to not having a desk job. That would be really hard. But you do,
Absolutely.
yeah. So, but you do intermittent fasting, like I do as well.
Yep.
And you do other
Yep.
things. You can't just take a pill and expect it to work. But you, so what, how much do you think, how important is just having a healthy lifestyle versus, you know, you can't just take a pill, right?
Yep. It's huge. A healthy lifestyle is everything. You have to start with a healthy lifestyle in order to maintain or in order to get long-term results. We can all do crash diets. We can all do 500 calorie diets. We can do all of these, things that we see in the media. But what it comes down to is what's something that you can do over a long period of time and maintain that healthy lifestyle. I mean, getting out and playing with your kids, and getting out and getting the certain amount of cardio, and getting a certain amount of weight training in, or resistance training in as well. But absolutely, a healthy lifestyle is key. And there's different things that you can do with that. I mean, there's intermittent fasting's been done for centuries, and it's been done in the Indian culture. My mom did it. She fasted every Tuesday my whole life. And to this day, she still does. She eats one meal a day every Tuesday. So it's a way to clean out your system. It's a way to maintain your keep your keep you in check is kind of a nice way of putting it. On that day, I'm gonna let my body rest, and I'm gonna not put a bunch of stuff in it that I normally would, and I'm gonna let it flush itself out and have my one healthy meal in the evening, and then it'll give me the motivations for when I have that next meal on Wednesday morning for breakfast or lunch again, that I'm gonna start thinking about what I did on Tuesday, and how good that felt to fast that day when I woke up on Tuesday morning, and I mean Wednesday morning, and I felt really good after that fast.
Yeah, you feel amazing after you fast. I mean, I fast every day. I fast, I do intermittent fasting. So I don't eat after like 5 or 6 o'clock, and then I wait until the next morning, and I feel so much better by doing that. And I lost weight, but then I plateaued
That's
again.
right.
And I'm like, why am I plateauing? I was so frustrated because I was exercising. I was really exercising well. I know I wasn't overeating, and I was intermittent fasting. And I, so I, but I still had, I'm like, what the heck? And then I started doing this Tetragen thing, and I was like, oh, okay, now I'm starting to learn some of these other things that are going on in my body, and then I can really reduce how I'm, and so now it's really coming together for me. But man, that it shouldn't be that hard. It wasn't that hard, but that's why it's not our fault that we're the society's obese to the degree. You wouldn't take our, there isn't one civilization that is that much different than another. You know, there's no reason why we have, you know, some of the states are up to 40% obesity rates. There isn't a state below 25%, I think, anymore. Used to be below 20% the last time I really looked into it. And then when we were young, I think it was like 10%. So obviously, you know, we're not any different, our society now, than we were 25 years ago. It's just what we're, you know, the whatever we're surrounded with. And so it's not really our fault. It has to be other external factors. And so that is what, you know, the fact that we're not getting those messages that stop eating, I think is huge. I mean, to me, that was like so, especially now that I've been experiencing this, you know, for a while now where I don't want to eat. I'm like, wow. I mean, it's awesome. This is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's that old saying that our bodies are built on, and we haven't changed much since caveman days. We're built on feast and famine. So when times are good, we feast, and when times weren't good, the cavemen would go through famine periods. But our bodies are still built that way. The problem is we don't have famine, in our Western society, in our Western societies anymore. And because we don't have famine, we just continue to feast, and that feasting tends to build up on us, and I think That's the part of society that we haven't quite figured out yet. And our brains love it. I mean, you can eat fast food, and the first thing when they start designing fast food is it's designed with high salt and high carbohydrates and all of these triggers that as soon as it touches your tongue, it tells your brain that it increases these endorphins like a regular a drug or an any kind of hard narcotic would. It has the same effect on your brain. It releases the same pleasure hormones. So, our society is built on that, and the marketers out there, they realize it. They know how they can get you to keep coming back. Because if you feel good when you go get that burger, at McDonald's or wherever you have your fast food or a donut or whatever it may be, you're gonna want that same craving again. You're gonna want to keep chasing that because it feels so good to your brain.
We're all addicted to cocaine, but
Yes.
it happens to be the food, and that's why we're fat.
Yes.
And I don't want to say the people like don't say fat, but I mean heavy, obese, whatever you want to call it, but
Yeah,
it is
absolutely. Absolutely.
extra fat. Let's say we all have extra fat, not all, but most of
Yes.
us, and it is what it is. But you can't be healthy if you got all this stuff. So will you stick around
No.
for my
No.
patrons? I'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.